October 16, 1927. How the divine will, like water, makes its inundations. Who the ones are who let themselves be inundated. What unity means. How the Queen of Heaven laid the foundations of the kingdom of the divine will. After I had gone through various days of privation of my sweet Jesus, I was feeling embittered deep into the marrow of my bones. I could take no more, and, tired and exhausted, I wanted to refresh myself in order to gain strength. So I abandoned myself first in the supreme volition, and then over myself, so as to at least be able to sleep. But while I was doing this, my mind was no longer inside of me, but outside of me. I felt two arms clasping me and taking me up high, very high, under the vault of the heavens, but I could not see who it was. I feared, and a voice told me, "Do not fear, but look up high." I looked, and I saw heaven open, and my longed for Jesus descend toward me. We both flung into each other's arms, I, clasping him, and he, clasping me. And in my sorrow I said to him, "Jesus, my love, how you make me struggle, you make me reach the extremes. It shows how the ardor of your love for me is no longer that which you had for me before." Now, while I was saying this, Jesus took an attitude of sadness, as if he did not want to hear my laments, and at the same time, from the height we were at, I saw a pouring water descend, and many places were inundated. Seas and rivers united themselves to these waters and inundated towns and people, burying them into their bosom. What terror! And Jesus, all afflicted, told me, "My daughter, just as you see these waters which descend from heaven in torrents and, inundating, form with their strength the sepulchres in which to bury entire cities, so does my divine will, more than water, make its inundations, not in certain times or places, but always and over the whole earth, pouring its strong and high inundations over each creature. But who lets himself be inundated by its inundations of light, of grace, of love, of sanctity and of happiness which it possesses? No one. What ingratitude, to receive its goods in torrents and not to take them. To pass over them, maybe just getting wet, but not to let oneself be inundated and drowned by the goods of my divine will. What sorrow! And I look at the whole earth to see who takes the inundations of my will, and I find only the little daughter of my will, receiving these inundations, drowning in it, and letting herself be transported wherever it wants, remaining in its bosom, prey to its gigantic waves. There's no sight more beautiful, no scene more touching, than to see the littleness of the creature prey to these waves. She can be seen now prey to waves of light and though buried inside of them, now drowned by love, now invested and embellished by sanctity. What a delight to see her! And this is why I descend from heaven, to enjoy these enrapturing scenes of your littleness carried by its arms in the inundations of my eternal volition. And you say that my love for you has declined? You are wrong. Know that your Jesus is faithful in love, and as he sees you under the waves of his will, he loves you more and more." Having said this, he disappeared, and I remained all abandoned in the waves of the divine fiat. Then, coming back, my lovable Jesus added, "My daughter, my will possesses the unity, and one who lives in it lives in this unity. And do you know what unity means? It means one, a one which can embrace everything and everyone, and can give everything, because it encloses everything. My divine will possesses the unity of love and of all loves united together. It possesses the unity of sanctity and encloses all sanctities. It possesses the unity of beauty and encloses within itself everything beautiful that is possible and imaginable. In sum, it encloses the unity of light, of power, of goodness, of wisdom. True and perfect unity, while being one, must possess everything, and this everything must be all of an equal strength, all immense and infinite, eternal, without beginning and without end. Therefore, One who lives in it lives within the immense and gigantic waves it possesses, in such a way that the soul feels the empire of the one strength of light, of sanctity, of love, etc. So, in this one strength, everything is light for her, everything changes into sanctity, into love, into power, and all things bring her the knowledge of the wisdom of this unity. Therefore, to live in it is the greatest miracle and the perfect carrying out of the divine life in the creature. The word unity means everything, and the soul takes everything by living in it. After this, I continued my round in the acts of the divine fiat, and as I arrived at the seas of the celestial mama, which she had formed in the unity of it, I thought to myself, my sovereign mama did not have the interest of impetrating the kingdom of the divine will, because, if she had had it, in this unity in which she lived, just as she obtained the kingdom of redemption, she would have obtained that of the divine will. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, to all appearances it may seem that the whole interest of our Queen Mama was for the kingdom of redemption. But it is not true, that was the external part, but the interior was all for the kingdom of my divine will. In fact, she, who knew all the value of it and the complete glory for her Creator and the maximum and complete good for creatures, could not do without asking for the kingdom of the eternal fiat. On the contrary, by obtaining the redemption, she laid the foundations of the kingdom of my will. It can be said that she prepared the materials for it. It is necessary to do minor things in order to obtain greater ones. And this is why I had to give the first field to redemption, almost to build the factory of the kingdom of the divine fiat. If a kingdom is not formed, how can a king say that he has his kingdom and that he dominates? More so, since the sovereign queen of heaven is the only and sole one in the glory in the celestial fatherland, because, as the only and sole one, she formed her whole life in my will. And a mother loves and wants for her children to possess her same glory. And she, in heaven, cannot communicate all her glory and greatness and sovereignty which she possesses, because she does not find anyone who has lived her same continuous life in the divine will. Therefore, she longs for the children of its kingdom, so as to have all her glory be reflected in them, and be able to say, I have my children who equal me in my glory. Now I am happier, because my glory is the same glory as my children's. The happiness of a mother is more that of her children than her own. More so for the celestial mother who, in my will, more than mother, conceived all the redeemed ones and formed the very life of the children of my divine will.